Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Is it possible that one of the reasons we see so little caring and compassion in the world today is that we're overwhelmed with our sense of estrangement and searching? Not understanding who we really are, self-fulfillment is an endless search instead of an anchor. And the end result is that life is a selfish, me-first game that results in our wanting to win every round or insisting that everyone be first, provided is first after me. How do we learn to overcome our selfishness so that others count? Few of you friends listening would be so honest as to say, "Hey, Saleh, that's me you're talking about right now." Let me tell you about an experience that really spoke to my heart, involving a blind Korean singer who seemed destined to obscurity or even death, but has changed the lives of many people through her beautiful music. Kim Wicks, the young lady whom I just mentioned, was riding in a taxi with me in Manila, Philippines, where I was speaking and Kim was singing. The taxi hit heavy traffic. We were going nowhere fast. A knock came at the window of the car, and I turned to see a blind beggar led by a little boy of about 9 or 10 years of age. Having lived in Asia, I'd seen plenty of beggars, some of whom were desperately worthy and others who were professionals, who made a fairly good living, making capital of your sense of pity and or guilt. Long ago, though, I decided I would rather give to 9 undeserving individuals than to turn away the 1 sincerely hungry, hurting person. So I reached into my wallet and pulled out a bill of a few pesos and handed it to the beggar. Kim, riding in the back seat of the taxi, sensed something and said, "What's going on?" I explained a beggar was at the window, and she immediately opened her purse and took out a bill many times larger than mine. "Here," she said, "give this to the beggar." Then she spoke words which quickly separated our motives as she said, "I know what it is to have to beg. I would have starved to death many times when I was a child if people had not given me food to eat." I responded because I cared. She responded because she had compassion. How do we move from the position of indifference to that of compassion? There are some steps. First comes concern. Get your eyes off yourself and look around you. Most of the time, selfishness or concern with our lives means we have eyes to see but do not see, ears to hear but do not hear. Blinded by selfish interests, we walk by the hurting person and don't see him. The next station in the conversation is caring. The realization that others count is part of the process. Yes, God can change your heart, but don't wait to care until a bolt of compassion streaks from the sky. Responding to hurting people produces care. It's the embodiment of concern. The step of action, which means you become involved. Finally, compassion results. The Greek word compassion means to suffer with someone, to feel what they feel, to hurt where they hurt. No one can live long enough to feel all the pain in the world, but you can alleviate someone's pain by caring. "Honey, why didn't you come home right after school today?" a mother asked her daughter. "Mom, Emily's cat got killed and I was helping her." "Well, if the cat got killed, how could you help?" "I was crying with her," responded the little girl. God, give us more friends with compassion like that.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.